The Osgood Files, sponsored by 1-800-Flowers.com. Make someone smile today with 1-800-Flowers Smile Guarantee. In a moment, a special offer just for you. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. More than a year after the tsunami, the pieces of lives turned upside down have reached the Alaska coast. More after this from Charlie. The earthquake and tsunami that hit off the coast of Japan on March 11, 2011, left close to 16,000 people confirmed dead, with another 3,000 still missing. 130,000 buildings were collapsed or just disappeared, and the pieces have now reached Alaska's Montague Island. That's where CBS correspondent John Blackstone found Chris Pallister, who runs a group that tries to keep wilderness beaches free of trash.
Can you clean this up?
We can clean this up given the resources, but it's going to be 4, 5, 6 year process.
All along the beaches, day after day, pieces of destroyed buildings are washing ashore.
This is used as insulation in Japan?
In buildings, you can see it's been adhered to a wall somewhere here. I mean, there's just boatload after boatload after boatload.
By next year, 1.5 million tons of tsunami debris could litter the coastline from Alaska to California, and some of it will never go away.
When we flew in here today and I saw all the styrofoam, especially what was down there in that fresh tide line, it just made me want to weep. It's just really bad.
Of course, whatever weeping there is on this side of the ocean is minor compared to the aftermath in Japan. And it's worth keeping in mind that not everything that washes ashore is trash. Last March, radar technician David Baxter was beach combing on Alaska's Middleton Island when he noticed a soccer ball with Japanese writing on it. His wife, who is Japanese, realized they were names and called a TV station in Japan, which eventually located the owner, 16-year-old Misaki Murakami. It turned out that Misaki's family had lost everything, all their furniture, all their mementos, all except for one, as it turns out, which is now on its way back. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.